Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
We are indeed spreading the word of God together. We are a family. We, as Radio Pulpit, are your daily companion. And you're listening to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. I'll say goodbye to you at 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, Germany Johan L. says hello on something else. And he continues with you at 4 o'clock, Dot says Ir on Spectrum. And after Spectrum, you will also have a Tuesday Live with Pastor Ray Lekhori. Now, here on Heart to Heart, coming out from the 2 o'clock news bulletin, we gave you the sounds of Tendero Shalom Davana and the song The Door Opener. The Lord is able to open all the doors. He's the only one who's able to do that. And if he shuts a door, nobody can open that. I'm talking now to Pastor Lucas Nkosi. Yesterday, we had a part one of how God views fruitfulness and profitability. We are on part two today, and I hope that our talk will bless your heart, encourage you, and also empower you to go and do right. Hey, from henceforth, after talking to you, Muruti, we start checking ourselves as ministers of the word. Like, Lord, hey, yeah. We are on stock taking. How are you, Muruti?
I'm well, and you, Sibongi and Radio Pulpit family.
Aish, yeah. I'm blessed of the Lord, yet challenged. Lord, am I fruitful? Am I even bringing others who are like me? Are they coming forth? Are my fruits edible as well in helping in the kingdom? The kind of fruits that I'm yielding. Are there any fruits at all? Okay.
Yeah, that's the issue.
let's go back just a little bit, just to remind somebody what we spoke about yesterday. And for somebody who's coming with us for the first time, hearing about how God views fruitfulness and profitability for the first time, so that they can catch up and run with us. We don't miss anyone, and they are misplaced.
Yesterday, we looked into Isaiah 48, verse 17, where the word of God teaches, says to us that, God is the one who teaches us how to profit. And we looked as well, in Matthew 25, where now with the parable of talents, where now the two were profitable. The one who receives the five produce another five. The one with the two produce another two extra. But the one with the single one, kept it safe, in commerce, safe, so that he can give it back to the master. But we learn there that this is Jesus talking. That servant is called wicked for not producing anything. So God takes this serious. And we took a journey by looking into an example, especially with, the ministry of prayer, and the teachings, that when we teach on something, we should not teach for the fun of it, but make sure that whatever that we teach, we get results out of it, a fruit is produced out of it. And the other thing, the aspect of value, profitability means value. Do we gain any value out of whatever that we've been doing, and it's been a blessing. And one of those key questions, which we should as well revisit today is, of all activities we are doing as believers, we should ask ourselves, how fruitful are we? And how profitable are they? Or we are just doing them. And something that is amazing with us, our activities are expensive. They are expensive. If you can check into the cost of what we put to do activities, So we need that level of accountability. One of those things we've hinted that, you know, we must come up with a balance sheet to say for, you know, the investment we make in the activities that we are doing in terms of the output, you know, or what do we profit out of what we have put in. So it's very much important. It's very much important. And
because you can't be wasting a whole lot of money and not profiting anything. You're investing quite a lot, but at the end of the day, there's nothing to show for it. Okay, I have a child with special needs, and he's got some issues with his gut. And I remember the doctor asking me something, and he says, what he eats, is it the same amount that comes out? Or is it smaller? Or so what worries you, mommy? And I think when God looks at us sometimes, he's wondering, what's happening with their gut? What's happening with their tummies? Because they eat quite, they consume a lot, but they are not. And you said something about teaching right now, that you shouldn't be teaching just for excitement. And I'm thinking, others are not even about the excitement. It's about the bombastic and profound words that I can say in my teaching, and people are crazy and they stand on their feet, and there are people who are out there just like some of the artists in the world who are there for people to clap hands for them. Then it's not about, and it's for them. Okay, now I'm coming, and Muruti, may God help me on this. So at the end of the day, you find that in those words, in everything that I've invested, I am the one gaining. And the other ones will just get the crumbs from the table, but not growing.
And most of us, you know, all we are left with is, hey, that was powerful, woman.
Yes.
Yeah. And you check how much did we spend only to get it is powerful. And we did an example with a prayer meeting or maybe sermons, you know, during the month to say from week one to week number four, you know, on a Sunday, on a series on prayer, and only two people are able to grab what we've been talking about. So it should concern us that if it's a series on prayer and only two people get it, it should concern us to find out what is happening with the other 8 out of 10 to say, where are the challenges? If there's a need for mentoring, you know, mentor them in that aspect of prayer. If there's a need of coaching them to say, okay, let's help you with your barriers into why should you pray. I remember some years back, we went to a crusade somewhere, and then we had an all-night prayer. So we went there as Bible school students. We are fired up. You know, we used to spend 2 hours chain prayers at the Bible school, and we went to this crusade. We met with the believers there, and they were used to all-night teachings. So we went there mixed with the believers there, and we were so fired up in prayer. At a certain point, they stopped praying, watched us excel in praying. Hey, and I had to say, you know, there's no way we'll continue to pray and people look at us praying. So let's demystify this mystery, you know, behind praying. Why are people taking long hours praying? Bring it home, you know, to the simple, you know, part as to, you know, the basics on one prayer is. You know, and we took step by step the importance of the word in prayer and so forth. I remember at that time, all I did was to take even prayer items, 5 minutes each, to say, okay, after every 5 minutes, I'll interject and move to the next thing, you know, to the next prayer item, until the 5 minutes, all these 5 minutes added up unto an hour. But I did not tell them we are going to pray for an hour. So we took it 5 minutes by 5 minutes by 5 minutes by 5 minutes, until at the hour point, that's when I disclosed to say, guys, do you know how many hours, I mean, how much time do we spend in prayer?
And I said, an hour. Hey, they were excited, you know, to say, wow, we prayed for an hour to remove mystery out of that. Mm. The other time I went, you know, to a place in Kangala. It was a worship workshop. Mm. So we spent time from 10 until up to 5, you know, to remove the mystery out of how to come up with new songs and so on. Because now and then we are challenged. Hey, Bazalwane, we must sing the new songs unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so on. Hey, let's hear the Holy Spirit. Hey, not every day, not recycling. Everybody's criticizing. But mm-hmm. our people don't understand how to get there. Yeah. How is it done? And I had to process them, you know, step by step, from explaining what worship is about and so on. And there came a part where I said, now you've learned all you've learned, we're going to do practicals. Mm. And for every person, you know, say, you know, in worship ministry was there, some were singing, some were instrument players. I said, okay, fine. We are starting with your favorite verse. Let's hear. Just sing your verse, your favorite verse. Hey, I tell you, almost everybody who was there, you know, at that meeting, they sang a new song. They sang their verses, you know, with their sound and so on. We had good players, and then they were singing their players. So, and after that, the atmosphere was so charged up. So it was so productive, you know, to have that kind of an experience. So everybody who came, the mystery was taken out of that thing. Mm. So it was not all about scolding them to say, hey, but no, man, sing new songs, man, sing new songs. People want to know, how do we get it right? You know, the other aspect, you know, issues like the gifts that God has given us, you know, the skills, the talents, the abilities, these things that God has given us, they are like seeds. Mm. And, you know, with every seed, you remember the other time we were talking about the aspect of miracles and principles.
Yes.
That, you know, every time when God, you know, begins something, he may come and provide it with a miracle.
Mm.
But the next meal after a miracle will come out from the seed. But unfortunately, as believers, we've been so much into miracles that we violate the aspect of the principle, which is the aspect of the seed. You know, in creation, where God tells us there, you know, in Genesis, that in every fruit there was a tree. I mean, there was a seed within the fruit. So that after enjoying, you know, the miracle of a fruit that was planted without your involvement, then it says in that fruit there was a seed. The seed was meant to be planted. That after you've enjoyed the fruit, the next fruit, you have to sow the seed. You have to make sure that you nurture that, you water the seed and so on, until it produces another fruit. We've learned even in the wilderness, God was providing through miracles. But once they landed in Canaan, it says then the miracles of provision, manna stopped, you know, so that from there they needed to grow their own fruit. So the aspect of fruitfulness is very much important unto God. He views it so seriously, you know, in John chapter 15, verse 7 to 8. There Jesus is talking he's saying the Father is glorified when we bear not just, you know, fruit, but much fruit. Mm. The more we are fruitful, the more we produce in whatever that God has given us, the more he gets glorified to say, wow, hey, I've designed this kind of a person, and they are manifesting, you know, according to what I deposited in them. God, you know, God gets the glory. Every time God has put, you know, God put, you know, melody in your heart to, you know, the right vocal cords to sing beautiful songs. Mm. You know, God has given us this word so that we use this voice, you know, to sing unto him. And the more we sing unto him and we are so impactful, people's lives are transformed. We are equipping others to excel, you know, in getting it right. Because sometimes we are busy, you know, having issues with people who are not as blessed and gifted in understanding music like some of us, you know. to equip others, to coach others to get it right.
Mm.
You know, we should not laugh at people and have, you know, excited and, you know, criticize people for things that we can help them. I remember some years back, there was this girl who was passionate at our church with singing. I could detect the potential that, a good singer can come out.
Yeah.
But now this girl, not balancing voices okay.
Mm.
So was doing that, but I could see the potential there.
Mm.
And I said to myself, Lord, I'm going to work on this one.
Mm.
Yeah. And then by the grace of God, I managed to stabilize her voice a certain way to say, no, yeah, I could pick that. No, this one is a, you know, the tone for alto here. We'll have a beautiful alto here.
Mm.
Because we were lacking that type of an alto. I said, yeah, there's a chance here. Aye, Lord, we'll work on this one. And afterwards, stabilize them a certain way until she got it right.
Mm.
I remember the day I said, okay, now today you are going to sing. The mother is known to be a good singer. And she was shocked to say, Murudi, such a courage. Where do you get the courage? That I know from my house.
Mm.
Trust them with such a responsibility. Hi, yeah, today's today. Hi, yeah. Mm. Guess what? She was shocked. Yeah, to hear, you know, her daughter singing so excellently and so on.
Sure.
You know, we don't criticize. We use our gifts to produce more people. If we excel in certain things are skills that we can impart in other people. And something, you know, in terms of our fruitfulness. Our fruitfulness, it should not only be that we are excellent.
Mm.
Once we reach a point where we excel in something, we must prepare ourselves to equip somebody to excel. You know, multiply ourselves in them. Not to say, you know, those people must be another version of ourselves.
They shouldn't be you.
You know, they should not be us. But the principles, you know, that make us us. Like, as Usis Bongi, how do you get it right? You know,
sure.
And you teach principles, you know. And something I'm grateful about, I remember back in the days,
okay.
I was so shying away from radio.
Mm.
And the other day, today, just to be grateful for your life personally, you said, but Muruti, no. What about you? When will we hear you talk? You know, and share to us what God has given you. And I'm like, no, I'm shy, I'm nervous. I'm like, no. And you know, with your guidance, you've been saying, but Murudi, handle this. And when you handle, you know, platforms like this, do this and this, you know, through that mentoring. And that, you know, build confidence in me, you know, and God opened other opportunities in some...
Wow.
Even TV programs. I remember the other time, for the first time going to Parliament, this nervousness, the seed that you've planted, you know, in me, in handling these things, you know, the media space, you know, I carried it with me in terms of principles, you know, and then applied it to TV, and it worked, and took it to Parliament, and I was okay. And I'm like, Yavon, invested in me. Now imagine if you did not sow that good seed in my life, you know, I would still remain in that state. So it says, let's multiply, because nobody was born talking. You know, nobody was born excellent in whatever, even preaching. You know, nobody was born an excellent preacher. Why should we make fun of those who still, you know, are having a challenge, you know, confidence issues in terms of preaching? You know, we need to mentor them, to show them if they get it wrong, you know, we should not be hard on them. We should encourage them to say, here's 1, 2, 3 that you got it right, but here, study further the Word of God, and this is how we study the Word of God. Show them, and then until they get it right. And the more we equip people in such practical ways, their confidence in them builds up, and they challenge themselves further And as they challenge themselves further, you know, God gets glorified. I mean, imagine if you left me in that state, some of the things that we are bold to challenge, you know, in parliament, in the nation, and so on, it means we would be in trouble with the people who have solutions, you know, amongst us. Because of we kept what we are good at to ourselves, because we want the spotlight to come only on us.
Sure.
So if we are we want to be the best, you know, I mean, being the best leaders, being a best leader does not mean yourself always in the front lines. It means we measure you by the number of others that you have produced yourself. You know, and that aspect of, you know, value, of profitability.
Sure. Moruti, just hold it right there. I need you to talk to a certain group as well, but I need to take a break.
Yeah.
This group is a group that says, remember King David? Let me start here. King David was anointed king at a young age. And he had, he was anointed with so many other skills. Oh, he was just amazing. Hey, wait, it's David.
Yeah.
When we get to heaven, I need a meeting with King David. So so now, but at some point, yet as anointed as he was, yet with all the talents that were him in him, yet with all of that, he found himself being pulled down, being dragged before he could even attain the position of being a king. Joseph was even hated by his own brothers. Joseph was a problem to even his father, who asked, so does it mean that we will bow down to you? And at some point Joseph found himself in a pit, in he was arrested as well. He stayed for years, and yet he had a talent or a gift that was given to him. He could interpret dreams. God spoke to him about dreams and all. It took years before that could come out. And so you find a person who is pulled down by whatever circumstance, situation. They find themselves in a dungeon now, currently. They try to lift their heads above the water, but it they find it very hard to continue running and multiplying the talent that they have and being oppressed. I know, Moruti, there are platforms now that are available, both Facebook or TikTok, where you can just come out and but you find they can't even get to those platforms now. And somebody would look at them and be like, ha, una TikTok, highway, nah, what kind of phone are you using? And that's what they can use right now. Moruti, I need you to talk to these ones before I go on a break. Because it's hard to lift their heads above the water. They want to multiply the talent, but so many things are pulling them down to a point where they're asking themselves, but Lord, how are we going to do? How are we going to get there? Lord, how? Because I think there were times, the Bible doesn't say it. David was asking himself, Mara, really, Lord, yes, you said I would be king. Mara, bianu. Now they are chasing after me. I'm running away. And I'm sure there were times that even Joseph asked God, but where are you?
It's very much important, because one of the things we must learn is that of all the 8 billion people on the planet, you know, there's only one, uSibongile. You know, each and every one of us come with a package from God. Whatever that we carry, you know, has never been there before. It's unique to us, because with all of us, we God wants to express himself. He wants to reveal his glory to each and every one of us individually. What may be common with all of us, with our different gifts and expressions, are the principles that govern, you know, I mean, these processes, our processes are the same because of, in terms of the first, you know, time is that people will reject, people will question, and people are rejecting you. That's normal because they are shocked. They don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's why our relationship with God is very much important. I remember as I grew up, you know, one of my pastors said something, you know, when I shared that, you know, Mruti, I just feel the call of God in me. And that statement helped me to say, you know what, make sure, you know, build conviction in you. You know, make sure that you are sure that you are sure about thing that it's a calling from God. Because this assurance, once you build it in you and it becomes solid in you, there will be moments, he prepared me, there will be moments in the journey where you will meet opposition and situations will challenge what you carry to a point where you will doubt as to whether this thing is from God or not. And this conviction that you've built before will be the one that sustains you. And he said, even in moments of prayer, you'll feel like when you pray, your prayers hit the ceiling and back. But it is this conviction that will keep you going in the midst of opposition. Something that, you know, the likes of Joseph had. They were so convinced. He was so convinced that this thing is of the Lord. Even though he did not understand, all that he wanted was clarity from those who came ahead of him. And they were so prophetic enough to understand he's talking about stars and moons. He did not even give them the interpretation. But they grew up in the understanding of prophetic things. And they went straight to the meaning. Oh, you mean us will bow to you? No ways, no ways. But it was with growth, with time, and not giving up, you know, that helped him, you know, to process him, you know. And but others are blessed, you know, with mentors who mind them. You know, there are people, when you are in the state, when you communicate with them, others will see you, you know, and challenge you to say, we see something here, let's mentor you until you get it right, save you from the trouble they've been through growing, you know, in their faith. But there are those situations where you are like, okay, let me look for somebody to mentor. Let me look for coaches to help me break these barriers in whatever that God has given me to do. Don't stay there, fold your hands and so on. Yeah. We are here to help you because some of us, you know, our delight is to make sure that people get into what God has put in them. And we don't have a problem to see people shine and so on. Yeah, because we understand that if this person can unleash what God has deposited in them, God will be glorified. And that person, they may be the kind of a solution we need, you know, for the next generation. Or sometimes when you are discouraged, they will come back to you. They will come back to you, you know, they will come back to you and encourage you as well. I remember some of the people that I raised in the ministry, I taught, God has anointed them so much, some into the prophetic giftings. There's been moments in my life where I'm discouraged. I'm like, God, do you still know my residential address? And at that moment, God will give them weights, accurate weights, you know, that I'll be convinced. There's no way. I've never disclosed this thing to anyone. It must be God speaking through this person. And I've been encouraged by that. Now imagine if I was selfish and wanted to be the main guy. So that all the spotlight is on me. In those bad moments where, you know, I'm discouraged, who would have been encouraging me? You know, and making sure that they hear God on my... There are those moments where you are praying, you can't hear anything, you are so stressed and so on. Somebody who's not caught up in the situation, you know, becomes the voice of God to you, and then to encourage you as well. Because even the encouragers need to be encouraged too. But sometimes what you need from these encouragers, invest a seed in them so that in your day of trouble, you can have a harvest, you know, of you harvest back that encouragement, So we need to bear fruit. We can't be the only people. You know, I'm so, you know, moved. Yeah, I've been challenging the elders in the faith, most of them, to say, guys, you've walked the journey. You've experienced things in your life. And I'm afraid that if God can remember you, we are in problem. And you will create a generational trouble for us, because we will have a challenge to pray and ask God to reveal the things that we've learned and that you were supposed to impart, and, you know, archive them in books and materials so that we can always reference to say, but Pastor so-and-so, who was our senior, used to deal with this thing this way. Multiply teams, multiply yourself. If you are good in laying hands, healing ministry, multiply ministers who ministers to the sick, so that, you know, even the burden, because sometimes pastors' families suffer. Yesterday you hinted something to say, you know, even pastors will have to go house to house, you know, in a congregation like Moses. Moses with 600,000 men offering counseling to each and every one of them. With two children and a wife. When is Moses attending his wife and children? And the next thing, Banaba Ruti have a problem because they don't see their parents. Because we are busy with the work of the Lord. When you need to impart, you know, produce others who are excellent like you, mentor them, coach them, so that you are not the only one. And even this thing of hero worshiping must end, where people now treat you as if you are God. They must know that God has anointed people in the body, you know, believers will lay hands on the sick, but somebody must teach them how to do it. Not believers will push the sick, but lay hands on the sick. People need to be taught these things until they get them right. And when they get them right, they become a blessing, and the more the kingdom of God will grow, even on matters of business, on how to produce. Because we can't be, we expect people to be givers in churches. But have we ever thought as to, but where do they get this money to offer and things like that? We must get to that place where we equip people on how to generate wealth, how to generate these provisions for themselves, mentor them in businesses until they grow, until they can work on themselves, so that next time when we challenge them, that will press the, let's give. Nobody will come with an excuse, but I'm unemployed, I have nothing to give, and things like that. Let's deal with the problems without shouting at people and expecting things that we did not equip them. Primarily, you know, the fivefold ministry, the Bible says, is for the equipping of the saints to do the work of the ministry, the work of service. Equip. Don't do the work of the ministry. If you do it, just to show by example. But the greater burden of, you know, fivefold ministry gifts is to make sure that others excel in these things. They are as good, even more. Then we will know that we are being productive. There's progress in what we are doing. And you see David produced Solomon. Moses produced Joshua. We should not be like the Joshua generation that enjoyed everything and failed to produce, you know, their kind for the next generation. Otherwise, we'll end up, you know, with the generation of the book of Judges, where people know nothing about God. But their fathers were excellent. You know, their parents were excellent.
But a generation came that did not know. All right. Murut, let's take the break. And it shouldn't be too long break, Yarona, because our time is up again today.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul.
What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
And we are here 24 hours a day. We are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. I'm closing. It is hard to add, but we are closing. I'm with Pastor Lucas Nkosi, and we are talking about how God views profitability and fruitfulness. I'm not quite sure if Muruti is done. It's a long one. It's a long one. Muruti, really, shafecha. Ritwele pili. Mudimu. Yeah, because at the end of the day, rewe no safecha. Awani. You will account. Eish, I didn't want to take a call because of my time. Let me see. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm okay, Sis Bongil and Fundis Lapu Lamin in Injad.
I'm at the get ready.
I
got 7 and I'm Babunkosi.
No, I'm Bonganje, easy, Fundis, I got Sipelona. We call Sadam Woods. We don't make sure Palace work teacher no trainer. Easy, Uncle Fanelis back, crashes never Fundis. But
Hello, family. How are you? Okay, I see you're also trying to call in because our time is up. But Babunkosi says we see Elisha was trained by Elijah, but we don't see Elisha producing as well. So profitability will mean that Elisha should also produce, right? Okay, Maramuru.
Yeah.
Hi, family. How are you? I'm left with 1 minute. Hi, family. Okay. You were calling maybe Mateki Ayasinda because you have to run very quicker than Babunkosi. Babunkosi says, the word says train them, don't teach them, train them. So we focus more on teaching without training. The two should go together. Yeah, Ibe complete Linda, but let it be complete. Muruti, what do we say in closing? I don't think you are done though, but what do we say in closing?
We bless the Lord. Yeah, it's very much important. You know, my favorite word. Yeah, because we're teaching, we impart information, and the training aspect will say, join. Yeah, join us. If we are running, we are not imparting information. If you run, it will benefit you like this. Fagamateki, let's get on the road. Yeah. And to get it done. And then that's how, you know, what will help us to be more effective in making sure that we produce, we measure. Yesterday I highlighted the issue of measure, your progress to say, but how far, you know, your input has been in the lives of people. If there are problems, find out what is hindering people from getting into those spaces and those aspects. And by so doing, you know, when people learn how to do these things, they feel the teaching. They reproduce this for themselves. Their confidence level becomes stronger and will get more hands on deck to push the work of the Lord because it's so bigger than any one of us. So we need more hands. The harvest is plenty. Laborers are few. Yeah. Let's produce more laborers, more effective people, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He says he's glorified when we bear much fruit, and the fruit that lasts, and that our work will shine before all men, and they will glorify God in heaven.
Wow. Muruti, thank you so much. Reminding me of a certain movie that the coach was not concerned about the well-being of the players until the coach was concerned. That's when they started winning the games. But yeah. Until then, nothing was happening. They were losers, a bunch of losers. And so I think it goes deep. Murut, let's put another coma, but thank you so much for ministering unto us. May the Lord keep keeping you.
Thank you, Sis Bongi. Thank you, Radio Pulpit family.
And that, my family, is Pastor Lucas Nkosi. He's available on Facebook as Lucas Nkosi with the black car. And his numbers, you can send a WhatsApp or call him on 078-910-2593. It's 078-910-2593. I'm not quite sure if we've exhausted it on all angles, but I think we still need to hear more and be empowered some more, because yay, we have to excel at the end of it all. May the Lord keep keeping Muruti Lucas Nkosi. Leaving you with the sounds of Nicole C. Malin, My Shepherd. And you and I are meeting in the morning tomorrow at 9 on Just For You, right here on 657 AM. Germany, Johan Els, Goeiedag, Saubona.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet, where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning? The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.